Hello, I'm G, and welcome back to another recap and review of HBO's The Last of Us on Infamous Virus.
The Last of Us is an American post-apocalyptic drama television series created by Craig Mazin and Neil Druckmann for HBO. Based on the 2013 video game developed by Naughty Dog, the series is set 20 years after a mass fungal infection caused by a mutation of cordyceps, which sparked a global pandemic. The infection causes its victims to transform into hostile, cannibalistic creatures resembling zombies. The series follows Joel, Pedro Pascal, a smuggler tasked with escorting the teenager Ellie, Bella Ramsey, across a post-apocalyptic United States.
Episode 7, Left Behind. Ellie tends to Joel's wound. Joel demands Ellie abandon him to die. As she begins to walk away, Ellie stops and recalls the events that led her up to becoming infected. Several months earlier in Boston, Massachusetts, Ellie is an orphaned student at a military boarding school run by the Federal Disaster Response Agency, FDNR. After Ellie gets in a fight, Captain Kwong encourages her to follow the rules to eventually become a FDNR leader. Later that night, Ellie's best friend Riley sneaks into her room. Ellie is angry with Riley for joining the Fireflies, a rebel group opposing FDNR, and leaving her alone at the school for weeks. Riley takes Ellie to an abandoned mall. Ellie is overjoyed to experience an escalator, carousel, photo booth, and arcade with Riley. When Ellie finds Riley's bed and homemade bombs, she confronts Riley about the Fireflies' violent philosophies. Riley reveals the Fireflies are moving her to the Atlanta quarantine zone, and she brought Ellie to the mall to say goodbye. Ellie initially storms out of the mall but returns to Riley. The two dance, and Ellie desperately pleads with Riley not to leave. Riley agrees, and they kiss. An infected, drawn to the noise, attacks the pair. Ellie eventually kills it but is horrified to realize both she and Riley have been bitten. Riley suggests they let themselves turn together, arguing that no matter how little time together they have left, it is worth fighting for. In the present, Ellie recalls Riley's words. She finds a needle and thread and starts to sew Joel's wound. So, I'm sure like a lot of people, right off the bat, I was filled with absolute dread every second of this episode. Because I knew what happened to Riley and Ellie, and I know they both got bitten. I know Riley dies because of that. So just like waiting and watching for Riley to die. I watched and waited for the infected to come and like tear Riley to bits and kill her. I know that she got infected and died, but I didn't know that she didn't also die during her infection thing. I thought like her and Ellie got bit and then Ellie got away and Riley was like killed by an infected. I wonder if in the next episode or even the finale, if they're going to show any more of like Riley changing and Ellie not, or even showing how Ellie got to Marlene or vice versa. I know they said it briefly in episode 1, but I wonder if they're actually going to show those scenes or not. I don't know if those are in the game or not, because I've never played the game. In the beginning of the flashback, I really liked the flickering fluorescent lights in the gym. As a former high school student, which I'm sure many people are, I really appreciated that because that's what the gym was like in my high school. The fluorescent lights were always flickering and everyone was miserable running around in circles. Also, teenage girls are the meanest people in the world, and this is speaking as someone who was once a teenage girl. I have a lot of things to say about teenage girls and female rage and female friendships, but that will be something I talk a lot about in another video that should be coming soon. The set design in this episode is fantastic. I loved all the Spades posters in Ellie's room, and just the look of the abandoned mall. I wonder if that was a real mall that they sort of distressed, or if it was an abandoned mall. I mean, if they took an already abandoned mall and distressed it even more, that's super cool. I would love to know more about that. I feel like there hasn't really been an episode where Bella Ramsey gets to be the star of the show. I feel like oftentimes it's overshadowed by other performances in the show. Not saying she doesn't do a good job, but I just feel like there haven't been a lot of really heavy acting moments yet. So really glad this sort of gave her a whole episode to show off their talents and be the star of the show for a little bit. Everything they did was just so realistic, and my heart was just sinking for Ellie the entire episode, just because I was just so full of dread. I spent a lot of the episode dreading Riley's death and how they were going to translate it onto screen, and as I said, like, obviously they didn't, and I'm really glad they decided to do that. I think there's something particularly gruesome about, like, dead kids and teenagers on TV, and especially in an apocalyptic setting. I'm really glad the showrunners decided to leave that sort of up to our imaginations. Same thing with Henry and Sam. After they die, they don't show the bodies or anything. I really respect that decision to sort of leave that up to what people want to think about and visualize for themselves. I feel bad because I don't really have a lot to say about the episode this week. There was good acting, good set design. It was a good episode overall. And I wish I had more sort of in-depth points to talk about, but I don't, so I'm not going to try and force myself to. Let me know what you thought of this week's episode down in the comments. Make sure to hit subscribe and the like button, and I will see you for the episode 8 recap and review next week. Stay groovy.